You're listening to the audio production of Curveball, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame by Barry Zito with Robert Nolan, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Barry Zito. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/curveballaudio.
Forward. Written by Billy Bean. In over 30 years in the Oakland Athletics front office, I've seen more than 1,000 players come through the clubhouse at the Coliseum, and many more travel throughout the A's farm system. Some players come and go without my getting to know a lot about them beyond their performance on the field. Other players I actually do get the chance to know. We talk about baseball and the world beyond baseball. I meet their families, and I socialize with them outside the confines of the ballpark. But there are only a handful of players over the last 3 decades who stand out the way Barry Zito does. From the moment that Barry walked into the clubhouse, a mere 13 months after being selected 9th overall out of USC, it was clear that he was different. And not just in the way that most left-handed pitchers are different from the rest of the population. Barry was thoughtful and outgoing and generous and curious, all in a way that belied his youth and his complete lack of big league experience. Back then, none of us knew the story that you're about to hear. What we knew was that this self-assured, good-looking Southern California kid with a lights-out curveball could potentially be the perfect complement to a starting rotation that already included Tim Hudson and Mark Mulder. Sure enough, Barry delivered. His arrival in Oakland was arguably the final piece of the puzzle leading to one of the best runs in A's history. For the better part of